Good morning. My guest this morning is Carmen Snyder from Farm Trails. Good morning, Carmen.
Hi, Roland.
So we are going to be talking about the Gravenstein Apple Fair, which is coming August 12th and 13th at Regal Ranch Park in Sebastopol. Which one is this? I always like to ask, is it the 40th or the 20th or which one?
It's the 44th, actually.
44th. Well, I'm looking at your press release, and it does say here, although this is a different matter, really, that Sebastopol staged its first apple show in 1910.
Yes. Well, it is connected because the apple show used to take place in downtown Sebastopol, and there would be huge installations of sculptures made from Gravensteins on, right on the Gravenstein Highway there. And during World War One, of course, priorities shifted,
right,
and the Apple Fair stopped happening. And so back in 1973, the founders of Farm Trails, right after they newly formed the organization, they decided to revive the old Sebastopol Apple Show as the Gravenstein Apple Fair.
Excellent. So what's going to be going on there this year?
Oh, my goodness, so much. well, one thing I should mention is that we have a theme this year, which is in praise of pollinators. So we really want to highlight the central importance of pollinators for our food system. And, of course, honeybees pollinate the Gravenstein, so they're intimately connected. So there'll be lots of honey-themed activities and games and demonstrations from, a really strong presence of the beekeepers to learning how to make mead, which is a, very ancient fermented beverage.
Right.
From which we get the term honeymoon. And then we'll have all of the usual favorites, the old engine tractor in display, the life on the farm area with the sheep shearing and cow milking and farmer panels that Clark Wolf will lead. So it really is an agricultural country fair.
There's right,
a huge
right.
emphasis on agriculture. We have all of the fabulous local food vendors. We have an amazing craft cider presence that just keeps growing every year, which is really wonderful for our local apple industry as well.
And you have stuff for kids too, right?
Oh, for kids. American Ag Credit is sponsoring the kids area this year. And besides the usual hands-on arts and crafts activities and all of the apple-themed contests like apple pie eating and apple juggling and caramel apple eating and the puppet shows and the sing-alongs, we also have this year a lot of fun bee-themed activities and like, for instance, making seed balls where they roll up appropriate native habitat seeds into mud and then take them home with them to throw them in their backyards and sprout food for the pollinators. So that's really fun.
Terrific.
Also this year, the young farmers and ranchers are going to bring the tractor pedal pools for the kids.
Excellent.
And I haven't seen this myself, but I've heard it's quite entertaining.
There are contests, too. I'm looking at your press release. Apple juggling contest, the applesauce drinking contest.
Yes, and people are curious about that, especially the adults that come out for that one.
Yeah, right.
And some of them are so skillful that, we'll have to, the MCs will start throwing out, even more stringent requirements to try to narrow the pool down.
I would think that the best way to get your tickets to this wonderful event is just to go to Regal Ranch Park on August 12th and 13th, 10 a.m. each day, and pay at the door.
Well, that is true. You certainly can do that. You also have the option, if you're local, to go to any of the Oliver's Markets or Copperfield's Books or to Harmony Farm Supply and Nursery and buy advance tickets, which give you a little bit of a discount. And then you don't have to stand in line when you get there, too. You can just walk right to the entrance gate.
Right.
And you can also go to eventbrite.com and purchase tickets online.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Carmen.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Thanks so much.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.